Sally Mae, I know this looks bad. I know our relationship hasn't flown like a straight arrow into the bullseye of happiness. I know how you feel about your, garden. But if you'll just give me a minute or two, or maybe an hour, I can explain everything. See, there's a burrowing robot space device in that hole. No kidding. I've been working this case all night. I've been doing it for you. The silence was poisonous. Would it sell? I held my breath and waited for Oops to do its work. My eyes flicked from one face to the other. Loper's looked like the face of a 2,000-year-old mummy. Slim's reminded me of petrified wood. And Sally Mae's face, yipes. She covered it with her hands and moaned,
"All that work!"
And with that, they walked out of the garden, all three of them. Sally Mae was leaning on her husband's shoulder, like a woman in grief. Slim and Loper walked with their heads bowed. Nobody said another word, and I was left just sitting there. What was this? I mean, why didn't they yell and scream? Call me names, jump up and down, bellow, throw clods, threaten and sputter, bulge out their eyeballs and blood vessels, screech, stomp their hats, chase me around with a broom. That's the way we'd always done it before, back in the good old days. That was the kind of response I expected and could relate to, but this silent treatment. I didn't know what to do or how to respond. Well, yes, I did. I seized the microphone. "Control, this is Leper Colony. Your Oops program stinks. I don't know what you guys do in there, but you've just ruined my life." I held my breath and waited for a reply. Seconds later, a message flashed across the screen of my mind.
"The answer to the riddle of life is potato soup."
Great. I pushed myself up on all fours and started clicking. That same clicking noise coming from the dark depths of the ground. The robot device was still in there and still transmitting.